Welcome to this audio recording by the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm Jim Falk, President of the Council. We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to promoting public awareness of global issues and the ways in which they affect the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Become a member today at dfwworld.org and help us connect North Texas with the world. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of Haynes & Boone, LLP. We hope you enjoy it.
Why is it that we're in this world of crises? States failing, environmental decay, food prices spiking, economic turbulence and financial collapse. All of these things are happening. And where is our diplomacy? Where is the system that's supposed to be managing and anticipating and dealing with these crises? We don't have that system. We have just the traditional diplomacy of states, and it's not enough. It's not getting the job done. We don't have a new architecture to replace it. And so that's why this book has the title that it does. It's ambitious, and some may think of it as a joke, but it's incredibly literal. The one-word answer to how you run the world is diplomacy. Running. When you say, I run something, I run a company, you're talking about operations, management, processes, a system that gets you beyond just, again, crisis management, ad hoc response, being caught off guard. And so what I was looking to do is to build a new diplomatic system, taking my cue almost from what those students at William & Mary are doing. How do you build something that is inclusive? How do you leverage the fact that in a globalized world, you have so many more actors out there with resources, with money, with capacity, who are willing to lend a hand? And so I wanted to look back to the time in history when the world was as turbulent feeling as it is today, when people had as much anxiety as we do today, when the world was multipolar, when the world wasn't just comprised of states. And that period of history did in fact exist. And as much as we all like to think that we're in an unprecedented era, this is totally unique in human history. In fact, the Middle Ages was, in some very striking ways, a bit like today's world, because it was multipolar. China, 1,000 years ago, Song Dynasty China was the most advanced civilization. It invented printing press and gunpowder and paper money. And India's Chola Dynasty was a powerful naval empire that stretched all the way to Indonesia. Think about the caliphates. The Arab and Islamic world had centered around Cairo and Baghdad. They ruled from North Africa all the way to Central Asia. It was the West. It was the Holy Roman Empire and the Byzantine Empire that were weak and defensive and feeling embattled. And that's in a way a bit like the Western civilization feels today. So because that world was multipolar, it's actually a very good role model or a very good predecessor to the world we are in today. Because of course we all accept that China and India and the Persian Gulf countries and Brazil are becoming very powerful. They call their own shots. No one tells China what to do anymore, as I'm sure you've all noticed. And India is becoming the same way, even Russia and Saudi Arabia and so forth. So you have to get used to that. The Middle Ages, again, was like that. We had the Crusades that fought out some of this, but again, without resolution. And our conflicts of today, whether it is financial dispute over currencies or about climate change and who's going to reduce their emissions, who's going to make commitments, you never find anyone winning. Look at the trade disputes in the world, in the WTO. No one really ever prevails. Everyone's suing each other, basically, about unfair trade practices. But there is no winner. America's not going to win. China's not going to win. The East is not going to replace the West. The Pacific is not going to replace the Atlantic. China is not going to replace America. It's going to be this very complicated, multipolar world that stretches like this for decades, if not more. And that's again, what characterized the Middle Ages. But at the same time, that was also when the world's first global intercontinental trading system was being formed. That's what the Silk Road was about. If you think about the Middle Ages, we think about the plague and the Crusades, and it was not a happy time. But it was also the time when the royal families and merchant houses of Venice and Bruges created the first stock exchanges there. The families that also financed the expeditions of Marco Polo and others in the Silk Road united the West and the East, and you really had intercontinental trade. So you had the first sort of globalization, and now we're experiencing globalization sort of 4.0. Many centuries later, it's the Middle Ages on steroids, basically, is the way I describe the world of today. The other interesting thing, though, is that not only was the world multipolar, But again, as we move into this post-Westphalian world in which you have to think beyond just governments, in that pre-Westphalian world of the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th centuries, again, you have to think about cities, you have to think about companies, you have to think about NGOs. It was the Medici family of Florence. It was the Pope. It was knights and mercenaries. We have modern-day equivalents called Blackwater and other sorts of things. All of these, and of course, corporations, companies, all of these were very important players in the Middle Ages, and universities, too. The great universities of the West, Bologna, Paris, Oxford, were founded during this period. And they, too, were great centers of learning. They were considered real authorities in their own right. And today, again, universities play this role, religious groups play this role, multinational corporations, again, also call their own shots, and everyone is competing in a way as different authorities on different issues. It's multi-layered, overlapping, and highly competitive without one system bringing it together. So I think in these two ways, we're living in a new Middle Ages. That new Middle Ages really needs to have a new diplomatic system, and this book is about that quest.
For more information about the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth, visit them on the web at www.dfwworld.org.